Track 11, Activity 29.
In science, Lange made a wall chart about the life cycle of coconut trees. Listen to Lange talk about her wall chart. Look at the wall chart while you listen.
Hello everyone. I decided to talk about coconut trees because there are lots of coconut trees in Samoa where I come from. Here's my wall chart. You can see I've pasted pictures and drawn some to show how a coconut tree grows. I hope you can see the chart properly. Well, I'm going to start at the top. In the first picture, you can see a coconut falling to the ground. The coconut is the seed of the coconut tree. It's a really large seed, about the size of a rugby ball. It falls down to the ground. Mostly the coconuts fall underneath the tree, but some fall into water, rivers, or the sea and float away. Look at the next picture. The coconut is soon covered by soil and leaves. Rain falls on it. It grows roots very quickly. It needs roots to hold it in bare soil or sand. Soon it shoots up. The shoot grows up through a soft place in the hard outside skin of the coconut. Look at the next picture. The coconut grows into a tall tree with a long trunk. It doesn't have any branches, just leaves. You can see a coconut tree blowing in the wind. Look at the next picture. After a while, the tree produces these creamy flowers. Sometimes they're hard to see from the ground. The flowers become the young coconuts. If you look very hard, you can see the flowers in the picture. In the last picture, I drew the coconuts growing on the tree. They take about 10 months until they are ripe. Then they drop from the tree. Back home, you have to watch out for falling coconuts on a windy day. I think that's all. Thanks for listening.